The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk. Travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, the Rugby World Cup kicks off in France this Friday, so are any travel packages still available? And what if you want to see France, but you want to skip the sporting crowds? Paul O'Connell, a travel editor with the Irish Independent, joins me. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Now, France, I love France, you love France, everybody loves France, and that's part of their problem.
Yes, it's the world's most visited country, believe it or not. And I got back there this year for the first time since before the pandemic. And I just was kind of within a few hours of getting off the plane was reminded why I loved it. You know, the just popping down to the boulangerie in the morning for the fresh bread and the leisurely meals at lunchtime and the sound of the French accent in the air. And just to, I don't know if it's ever somewhere I'd like to live, but I just love dipping in and out of it. And so many of us do. 70 million people will go there this year. And yes, you're right, they'll all go mostly to the same places. So think about the Louvre, or think about the Eiffel Tower, or think about Mont Saint-Michel. And interestingly, this year, France, and it's not alone in this, has launched a whole tourism campaign urging people to sort of spread the love and go beyond those places. Yeah. And dream big, live slow. And it says take a summer off the beaten track. So I'm sure listeners would suggest places in France that you could almost have to yourself. I'd love to hear them.
Yeah. Now, tell us about getting there, because you can bring the car if you recommend Paris, by the way, for the car. But you can bring the car, or you can go by air, and lots of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's growing all the time. So we've got new ferry routes this year. You know, you can now sail from Dublin as well as from Cork and Rosslare. Stena has a new 1,300 capacity passenger ship in Rosslare Europort. That's the Stena Vision. Irish Ferries brought Oscar Wilde to the route. So we really are back with a bang. And Aer Lingus has been bumping up its air capacity as well, as has Ryanair. They're flying, they've got new flight from Cork to Paris this year ahead of the Rugby World Cup. Another one coming to Lyon from December the 23rd. So that'll be more for people who are interested in skiing. The World Cup will be over by then. So it's back with a bang, and we've got more routes than ever to get there. Now, the ferry crossings, as you know, they're not short. You're usually dealing with a night on board and all that, but people do love the ability to bring back crate loads of wine in the back of the car, of course, and not have to worry about the baggage allowances on the flights.
And your holiday begins as soon as you get on the ferry. That's when the holiday begins. Now, what about the Rugby World Cup? Are there any packages left available, and do they have tickets, or will they just get you there and put you up, but you have to forage for your own ticket?
Yeah, so you can do a bit of all of the above. And I think this will come back down to how much hassle are you prepared to go through, or how connected are you with sporting trips. For the likes of myself, who would be kind of getting a bit of last minute enthusiasm, but wouldn't necessarily know who to go to for a ticket or not, there are several tour operators and travel agents in Ireland that will specialise in sport. Now, they'll include the likes of Cassidy Travel, Stein Travel, Cholester Travel, Rugby Travel Ireland. And looking at a couple of examples, it won't shock you to hear that South Africa, Ireland and Scotland, Ireland are the games with the most pressure on demand. And in fact, South Africa is quite heavily sold out. But I do see a price from Club Travel for two nights with flights, with match tickets and with hotel stay from $1,799 per person. So it's a lot of money to invest in a match. But at the other end, the cheapest I can see bundling flights, hotels, match tickets. Now, when I say match tickets, they start at what's called a category four, which means you sit behind the goalposts, but you can upgrade. And the cheapest we're looking at is about $995 per person sharing for a trip to Nantes to see Ireland versus Tonga. So that's not this weekend. This weekend we kick off against Romania, and then the following weekend is Tonga. So that's what you're looking for if you go on a package. You can make your own way, and fans will have been, you know, calling in favours from friends and looking at Airbnbs and looking at routes to get there by train or by ferry months ago. But there are still flights available. I looked at Ryanair's routes to Nantes. If you go earlier in the week, they're €25 one way, Pat. And then if you leave on the Friday before the match, it's €316 one way. So that's That won't surprise you, but that's kind of the market in action there.
You know, if you decide not to go to any of the sporting things and you love France, I mean, obviously you can get there quite cheaply. You can go to minor airports. Ryanair service a lot of those, and you're in and out of the airport in a jiffy. And, you know, if you're in any kind of a sizable town or city, you're going to have that boulangerie experience.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got this summer. There's The amount of routes, if you go into Ryanair and Aer Lingus and just put in your Dublin or Cork or Shannon and then click on France and look at the options that come up to you. Rodez is a good example down Toulouse, where Aer Lingus flies to. And I went this summer, it was one of our summer holidays, to the lot department in Occitanie. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But basically, while I thought this one worth a mention, because if you like Mont-Saint-Michel, but you don't want the 3 million visitors that go there every year, there are some amazing hilltop villages in this area. One of them is called Rocamadour, and it looks like something out of a fantasy novel cover when you approach it through the river valley, with three different layers just clutching to the cliffs, these medieval buildings, stone arch gates, churches, a castle on the top, and you kind of huff and puff your way up the steps along with. I passed a couple of Camino pilgrims while I was there, and you get to the top and look back down over this sort of chocolate box of brown rooftops, stop in for an ice cream or a little cafe, pick up a souvenir. It's just a beautiful experience. And the peak season, they were telling me around there, kind of comes to an end around now. So anyone who's traveling off peak, anyone who can travel during the school term and if you get there at the right time, have these places to themselves.
Yeah. One thing to be wary of in France, lunch is quite a big thing. And you see the restaurant and it's lunch 12:30 to 2. If you arrive at 2:05, there's no lunch.
This is hilarious. Because you go a couple of hours down the road and cross the border into Spain, and it's like a completely different time zone. And you're right, everybody's out to dinner at 7, and dinner ends quite a bit earlier. It's remarkable. And they don't kind of, it's not a lackadaisical, like you say, fixed time. They really appreciate their off time in France. And it takes a while to get around it. You know, if you start appearing at the boulangerie looking for your loaf of bread at 9:30, don't be surprised to find just the really hard ones left. You need to kind of set your clock. I was getting down there for 8 a.m. to get it, but once you get into the routine of it, it's just bliss.
Well, it's always so attractive, so seductive, France. Paulo Canila, travel editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.